Now, let's continue. On the left of the Lapita, a large square opens before you, Piazza Roosevelt. Cross it, walking on its right side. Just keep Piazza Maggiore behind you and proceed towards Via Quattro Novembre. Once you have left Piazza Roosevelt, take the first turning on your right. This is Via Cesare Battisti. Walk along it until you reach the traffic light, then cross at the zebra crossing in Via Ugobassi. Say hello to the Patriot of the Risorgimento on your left and go straight into Via Nazario Sauro. Walk along it, and as soon as you see a large church on your right, just give me a little whistle. In the meantime, I'll take a rest. Have you got there? All right, this is the San Gregorio in Siro church. So, let's resume our story. You're probably wondering what a church has to do with our tour. Well, stay under the portico opposite the church and you'll find out. If you take a few steps ahead until you reach the junction with Via Belvedere and look to your right, you'll see a big bell tower rising. You understand now, don't you? This is a typical example of converted tower. In the Middle Ages, you have found yourself in the ancient district of Portastiera, and the bell tower would still be the Ghisiglieri Tower. One of the proudest, most famous and powerful families, though rather quarrelsome, in the history of Bologna. Among them were saints, poets, jurists and judges, but mainly fighters, who died either in the struggles for power between factions and families or on the executioner's block. Symbolically, their tower survived when popular rebellion flared up in 1445 and destroyed all the other properties of the family. The tower, that had once been the image of the family's arrogance and warmongering nature, now sends a peace message through the sound of its bells. Contrary to what happened to its kindreds, the Ghisiglieri Tower is now taller than it used to be. A square base, with relatively short sides, about 5 metres, in the 13th century it is supposed to have been little higher than 20 metres. It still has its round arch windows and the round door, which you can see more or less on a level with the second floor of the building next door, but certainly between the 18th and the 19th centuries it was raised by about a further 10 metres. Interestingly, the walls inside the tower are so rough and irregular as to make scholars wonder if the building even predates the Ghisiglieri. I'd like to show them to you, but unfortunately the tower is not accessible. If you want, from the church's courtyard there is a view of the Torre Maggiore, but it is no better than the one you have from this point. So, unless you want to go in to take a look, let's move on.